Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Dr. Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, this is Raphael Love, a.k.a. The Doctor. Got a little bit of allergy kind of thing going on today, but I'm still here ready to rock and roll with you. Today's topic I'm going to discuss with you is that of what I would call an immigrant's opportunity. What I mean by that is that every day there are success stories that you hear about in the world of people who came to America, United States of America, from other countries that came here with nothing. And in a short, very short period of time, they achieved a level of success that normal, or should I say regular Americans, are envious of. Now, what makes that person who comes to this country with nothing but the clothes on their back a success when you have so many Americans that live here in this country, have the same level of opportunity, but choose not to take advantage of it? I believe for a fact that every single individual on this entire planet has the same level of opportunity that we have here in the United States. However, they're not engaging that thought process or basically embracing the fact that they have limited capacity. Today, I'm feeling strong about grabbing the opportunities that we have right in front of our faces, grabbing the opportunities that we have right here today. For example, when you woke up this morning, were you looking forward to what you were going to be doing today? Did you really anticipate the joy that doing your job could potentially bring you? Or did you take the mindset of, oh my God, I gotta do this all over again? That's a bunch of crap if you ask me. Why get up and go to a job that you cannot stand every single day just to complain about it all day long, to get beat up while you're there, to come home and complain and take it out on your family or the people that you care about or whoever you interact with, when you can, in a moment's notice, say, I've had enough. I'm stopping. I'm going to go and do something that I enjoy, that brings joy to my life, and I'm going to get paid for it. And I'm going to make it my business to not only get paid for it, but give and help somebody do something that I'm good at, or help educate somebody to doing something that I bumped my head and learned all the possible ways how not to do it, so that that person can short circuit their learning curve and actually get to a higher place in a shorter period of time. Now, if you stop and inventory your life, you think about all those things that you've been through, all the good, the yay, hooray team, when you had those people in your corner cheering for you. And then on the other hand, those times when things didn't quite work out the way you wanted them to. We're not going to talk about those because those were just lessons. They don't equal who we are. They don't justify what we're capable of. And today, do they even matter? It is my mission, it is my desire to help people understand that you have 100% success every single day. Now that may boggle the mind for some people. How can you say I have success when I'm screwing up everything? Believe me, I've been there. Matter of fact, I screw up almost every day in some way, shape, or form. But I realize that those lessons learned from making those screwy mistakes make me stronger if I don't repeat them. Let me say that again. If you learn the lessons from your mistakes and you don't repeat your mistakes, you're better every single time you do it. Why do I say that? It's simple. Your life at any moment in time is worth doing everything in your power to make better, unless you decide you'd rather just live a mediocre life. Now, for people who listen to this podcast, I know for a fact that you have no intention or desire to sit there idly by and let your life just fade away like ice on a hot summer day. Let me tell you a story about something that happened to me that made me really just see this for myself. The other day, I was at the store. I was looking for some paint, something simple that you just kind of, you know, you go into the store, you're looking for something, you got that focus on your mind. And then I got over there to where the paint is, and there's this guy standing there in the aisle looking at every single can. And he's comparing this can to that can, and he's talking to himself about how this one has all these benefits and this one doesn't, and he really doesn't want to spend that much money, and he's sitting there going down almost every single can in the entire aisle. And I'm just kind of standing off to the side because I'm a people watcher, and I'm watching this, and I'm wondering, which one is the guy actually going to get? After a while, maybe 15 minutes of watching this guy and seeing him just kind of go through this process, I walked away. Went and got whatever I was there to get because I wound up not getting the paint. But I wound up going to electrical and going to some other stuff and came back about 20 minutes later, about a half hour later after I had a conversation with one of the salespeople. And this guy was still in the aisle, still contemplating what paint he was going to get. And I'm scratching my head and I'm like, life is too short to sit there at that level of debate. And we're not talking about the big economy bucket of paint that you use to paint an entire neighborhood. We're talking about the little itty bitty can of paint. The guy spent over 45 minutes and then walked out of the store with nothing. And believe it or not, that's what we do a lot in life. We sit there and judge every single opportunity that crosses our path. And we try to decide, is that the right one for me? Is that something that I could do? Well, can I do that long term? Is that something that really, what the hell are you doing? What are you thinking about? You know in your heart what it is you really, really want to do. At some point in time, you have to reach inside of yourself and say, well, it's about time I get off the pot, because my butt is numb, and I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to make my life better starting right now. The moment you make that decision, believe me, things just kind of move out of the way that aren't part of what you want. People who you normally deal with when you make that decision kind of look at you differently. Because believe me, when I made that decision, there were people who I used to work with that when I told them that it was a matter of time before I was leaving my corporate job, they didn't believe me. But when I told them that I turned in my notice, they had no choice but to believe me. And I've never looked back since. I'm looking for people who want to have that kind of feeling in their life. If you're that kind of person, reach me on Twitter, reach me on Facebook, and just say the words, I want different. I'll know what you mean, and I know where you got it from. I'm looking to have conversations with those people and begin to do whatever I can to help you win that way. Today is the day that you decide to start to win. Say it with me. Put your hand on your heart. Take a deep breath. Let it out. And say, I'm going to start to win today. If you decide to start to win with me, let me know. I'll be more than happy to do what I can to help you start to win. That's it for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. I am so happy that you spent this time with me, and I look forward to the next time that you hear my melodious tone saying, that's all. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes and now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.